broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 17th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, needs to happen. Wow, they've turned our republic into a democracy. We've got to reject it and restore the incredible checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers. We don't want revolution. We do want restoration. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Most people believe there's just Donald and Hillary, and that's it. It isn't true. Third-party candidates are plentiful. One of the most notable, and in my opinion, the most credible, the one that I've literally endorsed, would be Darrell Castle for president, Scott Bradley for vice president on the Constitution Party ticket. Incredible gentlemen. I've endorsed them in writing. Highly recommend you do the same. And without further ado, Mr. Scott Bradley, PhD and more, on your radio. He's running for vice president of the United States. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on the air with you guys. You know, a good way to start the week, you know, a little enthusiasm and a little review of what needs to be done, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things that seem like they're unraveling.
All right. If you can back off your phone a little bit, you're overmodulated. That'd be perfect. I want to start out by talking about an article Kurt brought to my attention with, I think is fascinating, and I'd like you to respond to it. There's probably no better person than a PhD constitutionalist vice presidential candidate to answer this question. It's the one about Hillary. Kurt, not yet president, is the headline, but this is interesting to discuss.
Well, very good, Sam. The headline, as Sam said, Hillary, not yet president, but could be impeached for prior misconduct. Now, they say that in this Liberty News Daily piece, that because of her close connections to the Clinton Foundation, and also, as her spot with the State Department, what happened, Scott Bradley, is that there was an email that was uncovered from the, one of the foundation employees that referred to a $1 million check from the country of Qatar that was promised for WJC's, now that's William Jefferson Clinton's birthday.
Happy
back
birthday
in 2011.
To you.
Okay. Yep. They say, and the article continues, it says, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution decrees that no person holding any office of profit or trust in the United States government can receive any present of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state. The article finishes, and that's the end of the Constitution part there, and the article continues and finishes, says, this proscription would apply to the absolute monarchy of Qatar if Hillary Clinton is seen as a derivative beneficiary of the 2011 gift to the family's foundation. She was in violation of that constitutional provision, which is an impeachable offense. If elected, she could be impeached as president for misconduct in office as Secretary of State. What say you, Scott Bradley?
Well, I think we can add this to the long list of reasons that she not only should not be president, but should actually be in prison. And, we have these people making a big hoopla about how, you know, if Trump has said that if he were president, he'd reinvestigate and perhaps she would go to prison and so on. And I mean, everybody's, it's just, he's just making things up. But honestly and truthfully, there are valid concerns, this just being one of them, for things that she could be impeached for. I mean, these things don't go away. They don't have an expiration date. You know, it's not like they're a shelf life on them, and then they just kind of poof, disappear as soon as one leaves office. If misdeeds are discovered later, let's say someone has been involved in a murder or some heinous crime, and years later it's discovered, well, it's still something they could be prosecuted for, and this certainly would fall into that category. I mean, I've told people many times, you know, I first applied for my first security clearance back in January of 1970 when I was in the service. And, you know, so I've had security clearances for a long time. I don't currently hold one, but over the years I've held some very high-level security clearances. And I knew the rules. I was totally knowing how culpable I was. In fact, you know, you had to kind of walk on eggshells a little bit.
Yeah, but Scott Bradley, you believe in rules, my friend, and you believe they apply to all of us.
Well, that's part of the problem, is that we're in a kind of a post-constitutional era, in a way, where there's rules for nobility. I mean, you know, of course, again, that's another one that's in violation of Article 1, Section 9. But I mean, think for a minute. This thing with that the FBI director comes in and sits down and he says, well, yeah, we know she violated all of her security requirements and lots of things happened. But it wasn't malicious. She didn't mean any harm, and so we're not going to prosecute. And I tell people, good gracious, people, next time you get pulled over for speeding, say to the officer, well, you know, applying the same philosophy that was used for Mrs. Clinton, I wasn't doing this maliciously, and there's no harm done, so let's not do anything about it. I mean, it's not going to work. But I know that had I done what she did, there's unquestionably in my mind, I would still be in prison. And we know that we lost all sorts of secure information. Very highly likely, people's lives were lost because of this. I mean, the nation was done extreme damage, but it wasn't malicious, and so she's not being prosecuted. The approach that's being used with her is like the Teflon King, only she's the Teflon Queen. And this one that was just brought up about receiving these gifts, I believe, is cause for full investigation. And, of course, you say full investigation. Well, who in the blazes is going to pursue this thing, because we got no backbone anywhere, it seems like, but it should be done. And I really truly believe that if it is as it sounds, there's likelihood that she could be impeached and removed from office. I mean, the fact is that, you know, Article 2, Section 4 says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for, impeachment really, by the way, people should know is an indictment. Impeachment doesn't mean you've been convicted. It's kind of like somebody gets indicted for a crime. So impeachment's the indictment. So impeachment for and conviction of, then they have the trial, the Senate's involved, treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, a misdemeanor is like, you know, a fairly lesser crime, but it doesn't necessarily mean that would make you say, oh, well, it was just a little thing. How could we? Well, misdemeanors, you can be removed for it. But what she's been engaged in were certainly high crimes. And I'm very concerned that we're kind of in a time much like in the Declaration, before the Declaration of Independence, when we declared that justice was not found anymore in this country. There were those held in office that were able to get away with murder, literally. I don't have any evidence that she's been involved in murder, but there's sure been a lot of discussion about that.
Well, and the question becomes high crimes and misdemeanors, but does it rise to the level of treason? And I want to kind of set the stage with this point. These WikiLeaks same emails talk about Hillary's top campaign manager really in money laundering with Russia. And then they talk about, Hillary literally acknowledges that, for example, Qatar and some of these other terrorist-based nations literally have paid for, via the Clinton Foundation, and received access to our top officials. We have in turn literally sent money to Iraq literally millions and millions and millions of dollars and to other nations. We've armed them. We've trained them. We've literally backed terrorist nations, knowing full well that they're terrorist nations, but we continue to back them. These WikiLeaks email comes out about that. That's a national security crisis of epic proportions. And I say that it literally means that these top leaders are involved, are committing treason, sir.
Well, I mean, all of the things you're talking about are egregious violations of everything that shows any loyalty to this nation. But I'm going to have to temper a little bit the treason thing. And
all right, let's talk about it, because I think it's important for people to understand, why would you temper, where's the line, how does it work, and how can we have accountability? See, they're above the law, and we can't even find out the details of how bad it really is.
Everybody.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and vice presidential candidate Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party ticket on the line. I'm saying that the actions of Hillary Clinton are beyond the pale. We literally have the United States Army training and funding known terrorist organizations. And it's one thing for me just to say that and speculate that. It's another thing to literally have the leaders in our government know that. Literally blatantly break the law to aid and abet that. For example, you know what? Barack Obama sent literally millions and millions and millions and millions. I can't even get the real number. Maybe it's billions. Literally to Iraq. literally trains and arms and funds them. Okay, now Hillary in her private WikiLeaks emails told Goldman Sachs that America is arming countries that fund jihadists. And she named the countries and the details. And so they know full well that's what we're doing. And I'm saying high crimes and misdemeanors, no doubt, but why doesn't it rise to the level of treason? Scott Bradley is a constitutional PhD and running for vice president, and he's going to kind of help us understand that line. Scott?
Okay, well, as angry as I am about everything you've said, and we can point out things that go back almost 80 years, that we know that the United States has been doing this. We create the best money, I mean, the best enemies money can buy. We arm them, we hold them up, we sustain them, we set them up. I mean, whether you're looking at Al-Qaeda, whether you're looking at ISIS, whether you're looking at Red China, whether you're looking at Russia, I mean, we go way back with this. I mean, Saddam Hussein was our ally at one point. We were providing military intelligence to him and his war against Iran. That's one of the reasons Iran's mad at us. I mean, almost every one of the tin horn dictators that you can think of across the country, we have had relationships with. And in fact, we have given billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to most of these people. This has been going on, and it's a tragedy. It's a travesty. It's horrid. I can't say enough bad about it. It's wrong on every level. There is nothing in the United States Constitution that would allow this. And so I'm not going to argue with you that it's bad, Sam, but I'm going to tell you something. That the founding fathers were very concerned about this banter about treason. And the reason is that they had experienced the king. And the king was, you know, the almighty sovereign. And what the king said was law. And when the king decided that somebody was getting a little bit uppity and weren't getting in line enough with him, he says, they could take anything the person said and say it's treason against the king, and they could lock him up, throw the key away, or even execute him. I mean, these things happened all the time. I mean, look at what happened with Henry VIII. I mean, with his wives. I mean, totally trumped up everything, it seems like, and he was getting rid of them right and left. I mean, the king ran whatever he wanted and did whatever he wanted. And so the founding fathers were very concerned about this idea that a charge of treason could be brought at the drop of a hat, as it had been by the king. And so very carefully they defined treason in Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1 of the Constitution. So if we're going to follow the Constitution, we got to follow the Constitution. And again, part of the problem is we don't declare war anymore. So defining enemies is very difficult. I mean, certainly you and I would say, well, our enemy is this or that or the other based upon their performance. But the fact is we have sustained them, upheld them, and even funded them all through the years, going back to when FDR made sure that the Soviet Union didn't collapse because of their economic foolishness. And we've done it all the way along. We armed the Red Chinese after World War II. The American State Department gave captured Japanese arms to Mao Zedong to fight against Chiang Kai-shek. We have picked these things all the way along. It's horrid. Bad, and we're in the wrong business, and we need to stop it. We need to come back and do what America is allowed to do on the Constitution. But going back to that too, Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1, they define treason. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies. Now, you say, well, there are enemies, these guys in Iraq. Well, sure, but we've never declared war against them. This is not anything other than what the war drums have been beat in our ears, and everybody's kind of got...
But hold on. Just because they fail to do one right thing, that doesn't justify or excuse the other wrong thing.
Okay, Sam, my generation is not fond of Jane. Remember Jane Fonda?
Yes.
Okay. Jane Fonda went to North Vietnam. She went to Hanoi. They've got pictures of her on an anti-aircraft battle.
Right.
We don't know if she ever really shot at American airplanes, but the fact was there were POWs that suffered because of her stupidity and her traitorous attitudes and everything like that. But because we had declared war against North Vietnam, nobody could bring charges of treason against her. Now, remember Tokyo Rose and I can't remember the German lady. Anyway, These women were tried for treason after the war because of their efforts against our declared enemies based upon a declaration of war. But there are formalities that have not been done. And so they kind of have free rein because they're violating everything. Okay, now, so going back to Article 3, Section 3, so adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort, and certainly you'd say that's happened, no person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses, to the same overt act or on confession in open court. This is a mighty high standard. Now, do we have two witnesses? Well, we have her maybe discussing it with some Goldman Sachs executive. Who knows? But Goldman Sachs has been complicit in a lot of things that our country should never have had engagement with them on, or confession in open court. It's not going to happen. And the fact of the matter is, it's bad. What we need to do is use our brains as people and not put these people or their kind in power. And I think we need to pursue some of these other things that are offenses that are impeachable, like the story that Kurt brought up, and like giving away secrets where they're violating the law, and let's impeach it. It doesn't have to be treason, but let's get rid of them and be done with this thing instead of basically fostering this continual behavior that's destroying our nation. I'm very concerned at how this election is going to turn out, and I've been asked, I'm running for vice president, and there's people that are pressuring me to commit to 2020 to something. I don't want to discuss it right now.
I understand. And my response between a Jane Fonda, just an average citizen running around wreaking havoc, versus Hillary Clinton using her oath of office to betray the American people and literally fund these type of activities are a completely different matter.
Well, they're certainly impeachable. To call them treason, I think you're going to have a very difficult time because of the high standard, this bar that's been put up by the founders, and the rationale and logic behind it was totally justified because it had been violated so much by the king previously. But it, certainly, there's no reason in the world to hesitate on impeachment. And again, there's no shelf life or expiration date or statute of limitations on these things. This indictment should be brought by somebody with some backbone, and the Senate needs to then hold the court, if you will, be the judge jury, and come to the conclusion as to what they need to do. And by the way, once someone has been removed from office, they're still liable for the criminal charges. I mean, it's not just like removing them from office and they get, patty cake, and they send them on their way. That is not how impeachment works. Once you're removed from office, you can be charged and convicted and go to jail, go to prison. And that's why, by the way, Gerald Ford wrote that all-inclusive pardon for Richard Nixon for all sins known and unknown. Now, I'd like to get something like that, that I got a free pass and all sins known and unknown. I've looked at that paper personally, the real live paper, and he really was that broad in it. He basically said, whether we knew about it or not, you're pardoned for everything. Because
quick
Nixon
pause. Stories related to Hillary Clinton and communism backing her. Kurt will have details in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Donald Trump has received what many would consider an ironic endorsement from a high-ranking United Nations official. Zayd Raed al-Hussein, a Jordanian prince currently serving as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, claims that if Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it is without any doubt that he would be dangerous from an international point of view. Trump, who is campaigning as a nationalist, opposed to U.S. entanglement in transnational bodies, most likely wasn't dismayed by the UN officials' criticism. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Because of his bluntness, confrontational manner, and occasional ventures into public vulgarity, Maine's Republican Governor Paul LePage has often been compared to Donald Trump, who has long been LePage's preferred presidential candidate. Although beloved by the Tea Party movement and others seeking a return to constitutional restraints, LePage appears to believe that if Trump is elected, he should be liberated from the institutional limits on executive power. Sometimes I wonder if our Constitution is not only broken, but we need a Donald Trump to show some authoritarian power in our country and bring back the rule of law, because we've had 8 years of a president. He's an autocrat. He just does it on his own. He ignores Congress, and every single day we're slipping into anarchy, LePage mused during an October 11th radio interview. Not a systematic thinker by nature, LePage didn't explain why Trump's version of authoritarianism would be preferable to what he describes as Obama's autocracy, or how Obama's exercise of unchecked executive power has supposedly led to anarchy. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
They called Benedict Arnold a traitor. Oh, wow. He was guilty of treason. But yet Hillary seems to be knowing full well they're funding terrorist organizations, literally involved in lying before Congress, perjuring herself, literally cover-ups to the nth degree. And now being literally backed by and promoted by the Communist Party, Kurt.
Well, that's right. These are a couple of WorldNet Daily pieces without an author, it says. They say they're posted by no author. But anyway, headline, Communist Party USA pushes landslide for Hillary. They say it's one of the groups that is supporting her that she doesn't really want to mention in campaign speeches. Long gone are the days when the party ran its own candidates for president and vice president. And this year, it's all in for the Democrats and Clinton. The party's not pushing just for a win, though, they say. It's looking for a landslide over Donald Trump that will permit the Democrats to take the House and the Senate, too. That's according to the CPUSA website. This is what they said on their site. The polls are frightening in light of the white supremacist forces in top leadership of the Trump campaign, says one report on the site. How to move voters. The biggest challenge is making voters aware of where the candidates stand on issues that will affect their lives, like jobs, wages, Social Security, pay equity, immigration reform, voting rights, student debt, indeed, all democratic rights at stake, and then turning out a massive vote. Now's the time to put everything we've got into this election struggle in a way that carries on after it's over, end quote. Right off the Communist Party USA website.
What do you say, Scott?
Trust me, I'm no supporter of Hillary, and everything that's said there is has got to be weighed and measured and put in the formula, and everybody's got it. I wish our nation could come to our senses and understand that we have got a disaster on our hands. She absolutely, unequivocally is so disqualified at every look and every turn, and I cannot imagine why people, well, I guess they say she's a woman. And that's got a qualifier. I don't know what her qualifiers are. She doesn't have any status or standing that she's done anything right under the Constitution, and that disqualifies her in every level for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Anyway, when you have the Communist Party literally, blatantly, forcefully backing a candidate in the United States, you got to ask yourself, how deep and wide is the Communist Party's support for Hillary Clinton? And the answer is, it is ambiguous. It is unequivocal. It's 100%, and it's uncompromising, okay? And then you have literally our top leaders funding enemies, and then we can debate if they're enemies all we want to, but the fact is, then the most egregious of all these things is that they cover it up, and you and I can't even get the pay dirt on the involvement between these people. We can't even really understand, besides the leaks and the backhanded way of getting information, we can't even determine what's really happened in a real sense. But we know we're arming, training, and funding people who literally hate us, from the communists to the terrorists to, and if that weren't enough to add insult to injury, Hillary then wants to turn the turret on you and I and say we're the enemies of stability and safety and honor and freedom. And that, to me, is where we cross the line and go, you know what? When they're aiding and abetting these people, when they cover it up and they're so above the law that we can't even get the truth, and then they turn the gun at us as if we're the enemy somehow, Scott, there's where they've crossed the line.
Well, absolutely. They're trying to completely unravel everything that this nation has ever stood for. And, of course, when those at the top become the ones that are seeking to imprison, if you will, good and patriotic and dedicated and hardworking and honest and honorable citizens, well, I mean, there's just so much to say that there's no reason in the world for anybody to accept them as leaders. I mean, you talk about aiding and abetting and sending money and everything like that. It all violates the Constitution. They all took an oath to that. There is no justification for sharing our wealth overseas. And the fact that they're turning it against us now, I mean, it's kind of like they're basically using a psychology that's making this all look bad here in the country while they're building up this internationalism. It's absolutely absurd that anybody can even give them any credibility, or certainly not to vote for them. But we sell our votes as a country. We've learned that most Americans will vote for the one that seems to give them the most promise, and that's how we get our $20 trillion debts, by voting for people that continue to violate the Constitution, and presidents are no different, I guess. I mean, we truly have become an ignorant people, and as Jefferson said, you can't be ignorant and free. And Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's exactly where America finds himself today. And we need a broader spectrum of people like yourself and your programs that are trying to bring this to the attention of the American people. And of course, I believe that there's kind of an establishment, kind of line of reasoning that's out there that most of the media outlets kind of kowtow to, and they play to those their masters, and so consequently the Americans are being deceived by their own press and media too. So we're in a tough situation. We've got to begin to understand the principles and apply them, and give no quarter to anybody that violates them.
What do they call that when you try to take over the government? I think they call it like a coup d'etat, right?
That's one of the things they say.
All right. So Benedict Arnold just switched sides, right? And they called him for treason. Now these guys are trying to create a coup d'etat and really be above the law and steal the constitutional republic from the people.
Well, everything that's happened in recent decades, whether it's Bush's or Clinton's, we find that they're violating their oaths of office. They're finding themselves above the law, and it's It's something that we just cannot, the nation, I don't know how it's going to survive if it absolutely goes this way. Now, you talk about the Constitution Party, the efforts that are being made by some to say that, you know, they're hoping for some kind of a landslide for Hillary, you know, whether it's this guy from Jordan or whether it's the communists or whoever. It's funny. I talk to people almost every day that think it's going to be a landslide for Trump. It's like by saying it, they think it's going to happen, you know. And some people, someone came to my house the other day and they sat there in my study and they said, absolutely, it's going to be a landslide for Trump unless the election is stolen by fraud. He said, but there's no way in the world the country is going to be so stupid as to put Hillary back in. But
I disagree with that. I think that the fraud committed by the mainstream press in terms of their lying about the details and covering up and protecting Hillary while promoting and the hostility against Trump, in other words, the dishonest reporting, in bed with election fraud, in bed with the Republicans going against their own candidate, that's a recipe for Hillary to win for sure.
Well, it looks like it's a perfect storm against Donald Trump, that's for sure. But, you know, I see people, a whole spectrum of different opinions, and that's what they really are at this point. I am very definitely worried, though, that elections are purchased. We sell our souls, basically, for a mess of pottage. We were granted, in a political sense, in a very real sense, in my opinion, a political Garden of Eden when we got our Constitution. I mean, it was a government with very imperfect people that were in, and there always have been. We're all imperfect. But the foundational principles, the checks and balances, the, you know, enumerated powers and all those kind of things, they were given to us in a way to help preserve the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. And we've squandered that Garden of Eden as a people. We've sold it for, you know, somebody said, vote for him, he's going to give me a cell phone. Oh, my gracious. I mean, come on, people. I mean, we let our chains be forced around our wrists and ankles, and we're celebrating because we have a cell phone. And that's just one example. I mean, whether it's Pell Grants or cash for clunkers or anything that you can possibly think of, free medical or health care or food stamps or anything. I mean, I'm doing a... you know, every Tuesday night I do a webinar, and people can go to my website and register for it. But the Tuesday night subject matter of this time is entitlements. And people literally are selling their souls into bondage because of the entitlement mentality that was adopted in America.
Amen to that. Yeah. When we get back, Scott Bradley will give the website out real quick, Scott.
FreedomsRisingSun.com.
Freedoms.
Like the sun coming up, freedomsrisingsun.com.
All right, we'll talk about that. I'll also tell you exactly how they're pointing the turret at some of us in their hostile attempt to Shanghai the country in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
They're literally funding, training, and arming the enemies. Then they literally attack the American people. Maybe the rock stars are at the top of the list. Sam Bushman, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Scott Bradley, Kurt Crosby, James Edwards, you know, maybe others. But all I'm telling you is this is an example of the problem we really have. Without a leak, we couldn't even confirm what's happening here, but it is happening. Bush, back in the day, said, well, I'm not really spying on citizens, just the overseas terrorists. Liar! Both sides of the aisle, literally spying on. Ron Paul folks couldn't even have bumper stickers on their car or they'd get pulled over as a potential domestic threat. Right? It's beyond imagination. Now it gets worse. Pay dirt, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The headline, World at Daily, Sharia Law. Hillary kept Michael Savage on hate list. Let's hold, this is what she said to some top aides. Let's hold on doing anything until we all talk. Dateline Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton determined at that time not to lift a finger to persuade the United Kingdom to lift its ban on travel by talk show kingpin and best-selling author Michael Savage in an email to her chief legal counsel, Cheryl Mills, posted by WikiLeaks. The most chilling part of this to me, Sam, this story is that they say that these same, laws could be used for, the rest of us here in America, Sam.
So Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and others literally had the power to say, wait a minute, Michael Savage isn't a threat here. Let's get him off the list. They literally left him on this terrorist, unwelcome watch list, if you will. And then these same laws could be used against the American citizens right here in America, Scott Bradley?
Well, really, this is a very real problem with where we're avoiding due process. The idea that it was in the presidential debates. Should you not be able to buy a gun if you're on the no-fly list? The no-fly list, nobody knows. Well, somebody's got to know, but no regular citizen knows. No process procedure is outlined that's public about how someone gets on a no-fly list. But if you're on a no-fly list, both Donald and Hillary are saying you shouldn't be able to buy a firearm. That's a violation of Amendment 2, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But they, by just an arbitrary decision by some bureaucrat, says, nope, you're not allowed to fly. I mean, there were people out there like Ted Kennedy that were on the no-fly list. He never could get off the no-fly list. He ultimately died before he got off the no-fly list. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, now, maybe Ted Kennedy should have been on a no-fly list, but the fact of the matter is there's no due process, and we can't be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. Look at the Fifth Amendment in case you don't believe that. And so what's happening is we're granting to these bureaucrats authority to say, oh, you're on a terrorist watch list, or you're a no-fly list, or whatever. The NSA is listening in on this radio program, and hopefully there'll be an honest soul that will listen to this and say, you know what? This what I'm doing is really not American. I mean, you get people that, like the Snowdens and the WikiLeaks people and everybody that said, wait a minute, the people need to know about this. And so stuff's coming out, and we're finding that they're working behind the scenes to absolutely subvert this great cause of liberty that we were granted at such great cost, and they're subverting it. They smile and they glad hand everybody, and they say they're all for Americans and everything like that. Fact of the matter is, they're doing everything in their power to completely destroy the foundation of this nation. When Mr. Obama was getting elected, he said he wanted to fundamentally change America. Unquestionable.
And it's amazing what they could do is destroy the whole republic and never commit treason.
Well, it's high crimes and misdemeanors, though, Sam. You got to realize there is no, that we're not giving them quarter on this thing. We need to get.
Oh, we are, though, but we are. So let me give you these headlines to make the point. Trump says corporate media is Hillary's most powerful weapon, no longer involved in journalism. Newt Gingrich says 20 top media executives are launching a coup d'etat against millions of Trump supporters. Real clear politics. The next headline, Trump says 2016 election is rigged by corrupt media. Trump challenging election's legitimacy because, hey, things will be rigged in many polling places. You got dead people voting for the Democrats. Gingrich says Trump would win if the media would stop attacking him. Sam Bushman writes, that's me, of course, Trump would win in a landslide if the media stopped protecting crooked Hillary. Add it all up, and one presidential candidate has negative news of the day, covered 23 minutes in all the top news organizations. Okay? That was Donald Trump. Negative coverage. They spent less than 1 minute on these WikiLeaks in comparison. A 23-to-1 ratio attacking one candidate over the other. And then we find out from WikiLeaks that they're all in bed with Hillary Clinton's candidacy. Okay, it's beyond imagination. In viewing recordings of the Hill newspaper, had the evening newscast, it was a 23-to-1 ratio. And then when we find that from WikiLeaks, you go, what? 1 minute to 23 minutes. It's almost like a coup d'etat because the allegations spent on 23 minutes are nothing but allegations. The information on Hillary Clinton is literal pay dirt that should be considered criminal activity, Scott.
There's no question. I mean, all of these things point to the fact that impeachment and our vote and all those things need to be turned against them. And we, the people, still hold the vote. The problem is, as you point out, that there's an effort, likely, or at least possible, that fraudulent voting stuff could happen with these voting machines, which absolutely unequivocally can be hacked, and they unequivocally can be overcome and basically tempered to throw the election one way or the other. There is no question about that. We need to go back to honest balloting. No paper ballots that you can hold in your hands, you can count the vote locally by the people to give certified outcomes, and the stream needs to be kept with integrity all the way up to the very highest levels. And unquestionably, all of these things are going wrong. But we, the people, have got to say, okay, we are going to start paying attention enough to make sure that we don't turn this over to the criminals. Which is, like I say, we've been doing this for decades. I mean, who brings us the NSA? Who brings us the Patriot Act? I mean, it isn't just Mr. Obama that's doing these things. I mean, we've got presidents on both sides of the two-party system, this duopoly, that have been selling this country out for decades. And we're going to continue this if we do the stupidity of this election the way it looks like Americans are going to go. We have stopped caring enough to let this thing actually to self-heal by us bringing forth a correction, going back to the principles and so on.
And I agree we need to return, and I agree the people need to get involved and engaged, but at some point, if the media and the government and the courts and international governments and finance and everything is in such a cabal that they've got a secret combination above the people, at some point there may not be a way out of this thing.
Maybe not, but we can't give up. I mean,
of course not.
Honestly, we've got to keep the battle. I mean, if we tell people it's impossible, people are going to say, well, forget it. I'm not going to go participate in this. We give it away because of our naysaying. But the people have got to realize we still have the authority to correct this. And I'm just honestly sad that we're not encouraging people to step forward and do the right thing.
Well, I agree it's up to us to correct it, and I agree we still can. What I think it's going to take, though, is enough people taking on the media to literally change the game for education, and people can get the information. The more Donald Trump speaks, even though he's off the beam on many things, the more people wake up to the fraudulent media. The more people that wake up and start educating themselves, the more people start to care. The more people start to care, the more... Anyway, it's a tough road to hoe, but in my opinion, education and taking back the media from these elite hostels is the key to the exercise.
I truly believe that it's the good Christian voter has a duty before God not to vote for the lesser of two evils, or rather the evil of two lessers. Go back to John Quincy Adams. The duty is ours. The results are God's. You know, this lie that a man can't win, being a third-party candidate, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You remember, you don't remember him, but you read about him, Joseph Goebbels. He made a Nazi war guy that was the propaganda minister of Hitler. He made a great career promoting falsehood that became truths, quote-unquote, when they're repeated often enough.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The right thing. We need to stop defeating good, noble, moral people because of fear.
Scott or Kurt, do you got a final takeaway?
You know, I don't know what I can add, but I am grateful for good men like Scott Bradley who trained us and taught us and led us for so many years. Keep up the good work, Sir Scott.
Thank you. We'll try to. Let's do the right thing for the right reasons, guys, and let's save this country.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Scott Bradley, ladies and gentlemen, vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket. Those are the kind of people we want to elect, people who are... They're not like Sam Bushman and kind of off the beam and just run to the treason word. They're very measured, careful, but yet they will stand for liberty by upholding the law in their personal, private, and public lives. They do understand the supreme law like no other, and they will do their very best to have complete fidelity to it and stand for the sacred cause of liberty, and we're grateful for them. I'm a talk show host, folks. I'm just telling you right now, these thugs are out of control. All right, thanks so much. This nation shall endure.